The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
The weekend is here and it's a day to get yours done. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Saturday, April 13th, 2024. Saturday of the second week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the optional memorial of Pope St. Martin I. He became Pope in 649, and at the time, a heretical teaching strongly supported in the East held that Christ had no human will. Now, shortly after assuming the office of the papacy, Martin held a council at the Lateran in which the Patriarch of Constantinople and two of his predecessors who held to this heresy were condemned. The emperor sent troops to Rome to seize Martin and to bring him back to Constantinople. Martin offered no resistance and was then submitted to various imprisonments, tortures, and hardships. Martin died shortly thereafter in 655. He is the last of the early popes to be venerated as a martyr. Pope St. Martin I, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. O Jesus, I come before you at the beginning of this day. I gaze at your face. I look upon your side pierced by the lance. Your wounded heart speaks to me of God's love poured out for us. Take, Lord, and receive my heart. The words of faith that I speak, the works of justice I would do, my joys and sufferings. When I come to the Eucharistic table, gather my offerings to your own for the life of the world. At the end of the day, place me with Mary, your mother, and for her sake, take me to your heart. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture, and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon for my sins, and for the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. We always pray at the start of these meditations, professing our faith in the fact that God is here. Important word. Maybe you're aware already that in the Holy Land, in the place that Jesus was made incarnate, the place that God entered human history in the womb of Our Lady. It's written on the ground, Hic verbum caro factum est. Normally, that phrase from St. John's Gospel is simply verbum caro factum est. The word was made flesh. But in the Holy Land, in that very place, the word hic is added. Here. Here, the word was made flesh. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here. That's a profound statement of faith. And Jesus, we really mean it. We really mean that where we're sitting right now, or kneeling, or standing, or out for a walk, I believe that you're here. Yes, physically with me, I believe that. I believe that you're everywhere. But I believe that you're in the situation that I'm going through right now. And this is maybe the reflection we can take from today's gospel. An interesting gospel for St. John. It's quite a short passage from St. John's gospel. It's the beginning or near the beginning of chapter 6 in John's gospel. So the bread of life discourse, the chapter in John that's all about Jesus's Eucharistic teaching. Jesus, you will say some amazing things to us in the days to come as we work through this sixth chapter. And on this day, the passage we hear is simply about a boat ride from one side of the lake to the other on the way to Capernaum. So the disciples get into a boat on the shore and they set out for Capernaum. It's already getting dark. We hear that. And we hear the wind was strong, the seas were rough, and all of a sudden the disciples look and see Jesus walking towards them on the lake. This is such an amazing thing to imagine. Jesus walking towards us in the storm. I sometimes wonder what would that have looked like? The stormy waves are not a flat sea. You know, you imagine seeing a very windy, when the tide is coming in, you know, when the waves are really crashing. I live by the seaside, and every now and then when the wind is very high, I love to go down to the seashore and watch the waves really crash against the seawall. There's something very exciting about a stormy sea, only though if you're standing on the land. Not so exciting if you're in the sea. And so imagine a rough water with stormy waves, wind all around. Where would you have been walking, Jesus? Maybe you would come in and out of focus, perhaps, as the waves went up and down. We don't know. St. John only gives us the detail that you were walking on the lake. And St. John is not the only one. We hear the other gospel writers report a similar event where you walk across the stormy seas. And it's this boat ride that for me is, in my own prayer, just something I'd like to take you to, you, Jesus, because I find that very often following you, being a disciple of yours, means time and again these kind of boat rides where we find ourselves journeying seemingly from one safe place to another safe place. You know, maybe we're at a place in our lives and we think, I'd be quite happy to stay here, actually. You know, this feels quite comfortable. My work's going well. Things going well in my family. I've got some friends, thanks be to God. I've got enough money, maybe. I've got my health. I'm part of some clubs. You know, things are good right now. And all of a sudden, something shifts. Maybe it's that one of those things that I assumed would be good forever changes, and someone I know gets sick, or maybe I get sick, or I lose a job, or something major. Or it might be something minor. You know, how often it can be that we just wake up one day and our mood is just down. It's so hard to fight it. It's important to fight it. It's important to struggle, but it's hard. You know, something happens during the day. Okay, we can recognize maybe I was a bit oversensitive there, but it does have an effect on me. It affects my spirit. It seems to affect my peace. It affects the way I want to speak to other people. These things are significant in the spiritual life, and they seem to happen again and again and again. Jesus, it's like being these disciples, time and again, journeying from one safe place to another. Because we know that when I wake up tomorrow, my mood will probably be better after a good night's sleep. Or, you know, maybe that comment that was made to me won't hurt me so much, or I'll spend some time in prayer and consider something in the presence of God and see it differently. But it's a journey I have to go through. These journeys are very important in the spiritual life. And what I love about this gospel passage is that, Jesus, you're there throughout it. You know, the disciples realize it's getting dark and you still haven't come to them. And so they set off without you in the boat. How often is that true of me? How often is that true of you, I wonder, as I'm praying with you, my brother, my sister? Do you ever get into some difficult moment of life without Jesus? Do you ever set off in your boat without Jesus? I recognize that I do. Jesus, I repent for that. I repent that sometimes that's the normal way I go about struggles. It's only when I'm in the middle of it, I think, oh my goodness, I never prayed. I never asked for help in this situation. I just kind of went blindly into it. Or I felt like I was on my own the whole time. I didn't trust that this was guided by your hand, these moments. Maybe there's something going on in your life right now as you pray with me. Perhaps we can make an act of faith together. Jesus, I believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. In this storm, in this particular journey from shore to shore, this particular lake. And then you come towards me in the boat, and I have to say, Jesus, I'm frightened. It's frightening. It's a frightening experience. The disciples are frightened to see you, their beloved, walking on the stormy waters towards them. Why? Maybe because it's dark and this kind of ghostly figure. Maybe they don't realize it's Jesus straight away. Maybe that's what frightens them. And that's not what it says in the gospel, though. It says they saw Jesus walking towards them and were frightened. Jesus says, do not be frightened. It is I. It is I. Oh, Jesus, I profess my faith in you. Please walk with me. Please walk alongside me, who often feel like I'm going under the waves. Help me to believe that I'm going to get to that shore safely. St. Julian of Norwich, those famous words of hers, all will be well. All things will be well. All manner of things will be well in the Lord, she said. I don't know who this was who said this. Forgive me if you know and it's really obvious and I've just forgotten, but someone said, this too shall pass. Those words sometimes come back to me and are a great consolation. This too shall pass. This stormy river ride, this time of seemingly endless mental, spiritual, emotional, physical suffering, it will pass. This too shall pass. But the challenge for the disciple is to see Jesus there in the midst of that struggle. I invite you into my boat right now, Lord. You're welcome. You're welcome to journey with me on these journeys that you invite me to make, where we'd rather stay on one shore or the other. You say, but my holiness, my trust, my faith is going to be tried and tested, purified by going through those moments. So I give my heart to you, Mother Mary. You knew those stormy waters very well, and you know them in my life very well. And I ask your prayers. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
And you'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Let's begin this day of prayer. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that he is.
the sheep of his flock.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Thank you. Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help. Alleluia.
Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help. Alleluia.
O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Who can tell the Lord's mighty deeds? Who can recount all his praise? They are happy who do what is right, who at all times do what is just. O Lord, remember me out of the love you have for your people. Come to me, Lord, with your help, that I may see the joy of your chosen ones and may rejoice in the gladness of your nation and share the glory of your people. Our sin is the sin of our fathers. We have done wrong. Our deeds have been evil. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, paid no heed to your wonderful deeds. They forgot the greatness of your love. At the Red Sea, defied the Most High. Yet he saved them for the sake of his name, in order to make known his power. He threatened the Red Sea. It dried up, and he led them through the deep as through the desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. He saved them from the grip of the enemy. The waters covered their oppressors. Not one of them was left alive. Then they believed in his words. Then they sang his praises. But they soon forgot his deeds and would not wait upon his will. They yielded to their cravings in the desert and put God to the test in the wilderness. He granted them the favor they asked and sent disease among them. Then they rebelled, envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was holy to the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and buried the clan of Abiram. Fire blazed up against their clan, and flames devoured the rebels.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help. Alleluia.
Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you. Alleluia.
Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you. Alleluia.
They fashioned a calf at Horeb and worshipped an image of metal, exchanging the God who was their glory for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot the God who was their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, such portents in the land of Ham, such marvels at the Red Sea. For this he said he would destroy them. But Moses, the man he had chosen, stood in the breach before him to turn back his anger from destruction. Then they scorned the land of promise. They had no faith in his word. They complained inside their tents and would not listen to the voice of the Lord. So he raised his hand to swear an oath that he would lay them low in the desert, would scatter their sons among the nations and disperse them throughout the lands. They bowed before the Baal of Peor, ate offerings made to lifeless gods. They roused him to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened. Thus the plague was ended, and this was counted in his favor from age to age forever. They provoked him at the waters of Meribah. Through their fault it went ill with Moses, for they made his heart grow bitter, and he uttered words that were rash.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you. Alleluia.
Save your people, Lord. bring us together from among the nations. Alleluia.
Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations. Alleluia.
They failed to destroy the peoples as the Lord had given command, but instead they mingled with the nations and learned to act as they did. They worshipped the idols of the nations, and these became a snare to entrap them. They even offered their own sons and their daughters in sacrifice to demons. They shed the blood of the innocent, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they offered to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted with blood. So they defiled themselves by their deeds and broke their marriage bond with the Lord till his anger blazed against his people. He was filled with horror at his chosen ones. So he gave them into the hand of the nations, and their foes became their rulers. Their enemies became their oppressors. They were subdued beneath their hand. Time after time he rescued them, but in their malice they dared to defy him and sank low through their guilt. In spite of this, he paid heed to their distress so often as he heard their cry. For their sake he remembered his covenant. In the greatness of his love, he relented and he let them be treated with mercy by all who held them captive. O Lord our God, save us. Bring us together from among the nations, that we may thank your holy name and make it our glory to praise you. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, forever, from age to age. Let all the people cry out, Amen, Amen, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning.
Is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. God, our Creator, how wonderfully you made man. You transformed dust into your own image and gave it a share in your own nature. Yet you are more wonderful in pardoning the man who had rebelled against you. Grant that where sin has abounded, grace may more abound, so that we can become holier through forgiveness and be more grateful to you.
Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations. Alleluia.
God has given us a new birth into a living hope. Alleluia.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. In the right hand of the one who sat on the throne, I, John, saw a scroll. It had writing on both sides and was sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could be found to open the scrolls or examine its contents. I wept bitterly because no one could be found worthy to open or examine the scroll. One of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has won the right by his victory to open the scroll with the seven seals." Then, between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders, I saw a lamb standing, a lamb that had been slain. He had seven horns and seven eyes. These eyes are the seven spirits of God, sent to all parts of the world. The Lamb came and received the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. along with their harps. The elders were holding vessels of gold filled with aromatic spices, which were the prayers of God's holy people. This is the new hymn they sang. Worthy are you to receive the scroll and break open its seals, for you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. As my vision continued, I heard the voices of many angels who surrounded the throne, and the living creatures and the elders. They were countless in number, thousands and tens of thousands, and they all cried out, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise." Then I heard the voices of every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. Everything in the universe cried aloud, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor, glory and might forever and ever." The four living creatures answered, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Worthy are you, Lord, to take the book and open its seals, for you were slain for us.
With your blood, you have purchased us for God. Alleluia.
You have made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God.
With your blood, you have purchased us for God. Alleluia.
From the Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy of the Second Vatican Council. In his desire that all men should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, God spoke in former times to our forefathers through the prophets on many occasions and in different ways. Then, in the fullness of time, he sent his Son, the Word made man, anointed by the Holy Spirit, to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted as the physician of body and spirit and the mediator between God and men. In the unity of the person of the Word, his human nature was the instrument of our salvation. Thus in Christ there has come to be the perfect atonement that reconciles us with God, and we have been given the power to offer the fullness of divine worship. This work of man's redemption and God's perfect glory was foreshadowed by God's mighty deeds among the people of the Old Covenant. It was brought to fulfillment by Christ the Lord, especially through the paschal mystery of his blessed passion, resurrection from the dead, and ascension in glory. By dying, he destroyed our death, and by rising again, he restored our life. From his side, as he lay asleep on the cross, was born that wonderful sacrament which is the Church in its entirety. As Christ was sent by the Father, so in his turn, he sent the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit. They were sent to preach the gospel to every creature, proclaiming that we had been set free from the power of Satan and from death by the death and resurrection of God's Son and brought into the kingdom of the Father. They were sent also to bring into effect this saving work that they proclaimed by means of the sacrifice and sacraments that are the pivot of the whole life of the liturgy. So, by baptism, men are brought within the paschal mystery. Dead with Christ, buried with Christ, risen with Christ, they receive the Spirit that makes them God's adopted children, crying out, "Abba, Father. And so they become the true adorers that the Father seeks. In the same way, whenever they eat the supper of the Lord, they proclaim his death until he comes. So on the very day of Pentecost, on which the church was manifested to the world, those who received the word of Peter were baptized. They remained steadfast in the teaching of the apostles and in the communion of the breaking of bread, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. From that time onward, the church has never failed to come together to celebrate the Paschal mystery by reading what was written about him in every part of Scripture, by celebrating the Eucharist in which the victory and triumph of his death are shown forth, and also by giving thanks to God for the inexpressible gift he has given in Christ Jesus to the praise of God's glory. I am the true vine, and you are the branches.
Whoever lives in me, and I in him, brings forth much fruit. Alleluia.
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Live on in my love.
Whoever lives in me, and I in him, brings forth much fruit. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Set aside, O Lord, the bond of sentence written for us by the law of sin, which in the Paschal mystery you canceled through the resurrection of Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for April 13th, 2024, Saturday of the second week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek, and in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the disciples get a little bit nervous when they see Jesus walking on the water. It's from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John.
When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea rose because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat. They were frightened.
It is I. Do not be afraid.
Then they were glad to take him into the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app.
Ave Domino. Dominus tecum.
That is the unmistakable voice of Frank Sinatra, with our Saturday musical offering to our Blessed Mother Schubert's Ave Maria. Let's continue praying now. We join the whole church. Once again, we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God's way is mine.
You have filled me with gladness, Lord. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. Alleluia.
You have filled me with gladness, Lord.
I will sing for joy at the works of your hands.
Alleluia.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like the grass and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears gladly heard of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Take our shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works. May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service.
You have filled me with gladness, Lord.
I will sing for joy at the works of your hands.
Alleluia.
It is I who bring death, and I who give life. I inflict injury, and I bring healing. Alleluia.
It is I who bring death, and I who give life. I inflict injury, and I bring healing.
Alleluia. Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instructions soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew, like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown. O proclaim the greatness of our God. The rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways. A faithful God, without deceit, how just and upright he is.
Yet basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord to be thus repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you? Has he not made you and established you?
Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your father and he will inform you. Ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of God. While the Lord's own portion was Jacob, his hereditary share was Israel.
He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye.
as an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them up on his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange God was with him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
It is I who bring death, and I who give life. I inflict injury, and I bring healing. Alleluia.
You have crowned your Anointed One with glory and honor. Alleluia.
You have crowned your Anointed One with glory and honor. Alleluia.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man, that you care for him?
Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service.
You have crowned your Anointed One with glory and honor. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord, and when we die as his servants. Both in life and death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Peace be with you. It is I. Alleluia. Do not be afraid. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
in the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Peace be with you. It is I, Alleluia. Do not be afraid. Alleluia. Christ has made known to us the life that lasts forever. With faith and joy, let us cry out to him, saying,
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Eternal Shepherd, look on your flock as it rises from sleep.
Feed us with the word of life and the bread from heaven.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Keep us safe from wolf and hireling.
And make us faithful in listening to your voice.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
You are present to all who preach your gospel and give power to their words.
Make us today preachers of your resurrection by our holiness of life.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Be our great joy that no one can take from us,
so that we may reject sin with its sadness and reach out to eternal life.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
And now we pause to add the intentions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Set aside, O Lord, the bond of sentence written for us by the law of sin, which in the Paschal mystery you cancelled through the resurrection of Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
I hope this is the beginning of a great weekend for you. Try to keep it holy. Don't forget about Sunday Mass tomorrow. Morning Air, the Saturday edition, is coming right up with John and Glenn. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and a great weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.